Welcome back to Sports Day. Well, our next guest is a man, Jared, that all of our listeners would have heard of in some way, shape or form. He was taken at pick 10 in the 2013 draft. By that stage, the Magpies. He's also been on St Kilda's list. He has had some treacherous luck with injury, and he actually went into player management under Paul Connors, and now it looks like he could be getting a third opportunity at AFL level. It's an exciting story.
It's a really good story. I've always hoped that Nathan would find a way to get some game time, some consecutive games, and I like this because...
Nathan Freeman, by the way.
He could well be the first player to cut out the middleman. He could manage himself if he can get himself onto a list.
Oh, I like it.
Let's welcome the man who's about to change football. Welcome to you, Nathan.
Jared, Sammy, good to be here, mate.
Great idea. You can cut out the middleman, be your own manager and save yourself 5%.
It's not a bad little idea, actually. I hadn't actually thought of that. I was going to sit Paul down and a few other companies and try and they'll have to do their own little pitches to me. But no, I think I'm happy with Paul and Geish and Robbie at Connors. They're good and they're good at their job.
We've followed you with great interest, obviously, and disappointment. We were talking about this only a couple of days ago when you and Scharenberg were picked by the Pies. It was two picks in the top 10. It looked, for all intents and purposes, to be the rebuild of Collingwood was going to be focused around you two guys. Sadly, both of you have been struck by horrendous injuries. But you are getting another opportunity. Tell us about how that's come about.
Yeah, so I suppose once the Hugh Greenwood situation sort of arose at the Suns,
yep.
And there was obviously a spot there to be filled or a need for them, and we sort of, you know, contact was made, and we sort of thought for both parties it was a good idea if I, you know, went up, and they were, you know, they have a need for a mature midfielder. There's a gap there, and I suppose that's exactly what I am, and I think sort of the time, you know, 12 months ago I probably wasn't even thinking of getting back into the system, but it's funny how things happen. I think my body's sort of matured and you know, injuries are a thing of the past, and I can still play and playing against AFL players and playing well. I sort of thought I'd add a bit more to give, and I'm only 26. So I thought, yeah, it's probably a good opportunity to have a crack, and the fire still burns, so why not?
Well, 26, you've got a lot of footy left in you, if in fact you can get yourself onto a list.
According to Jared, you've got about 14 more years left in you. I'm not sure if you've been listening. Jared thinks that everyone's playing older, Nath.
Oh, wait and see. See how the body goes. But, mate, I've probably only played two real full seasons of footy since I was 19, so you might be onto something there.
Tell me, your time at Frankston, how did that evolve?
Yeah, so when I left the Saints, so Danny Ryan, to starters, he's the coach at Frankston, and I suppose when I left St Kilda, I wanted to go play for a standalone VFL club, still had the fire burning to get back on a list.
Yep.
And we'd sort of been keeping in contact because he coached me down at the Sandy Dragons back when I was an under-18 player. So we got in touch and it was a good fit. I'm a Bayside boy, so Frankston was, geographically made sense. And sort of what they were building down there, they were coming off some really lean years, you know, a year coming out being, you know, completely out of the VFL system. But I think just going back and having opportunity, I just liked the vibe of the place, and I thought I'd be able to play some good footy there. So it sort of made sense. And I've been there for the last 3 years and, yeah, love my time, and we're sort of on the up now as well. So that's probably in turn helped my footy as well.
So what's changed that the hamstrings are still attached, that they don't keep ripping off the bone? From memory, that was your major issue. Have you changed your preparation? Have you changed your rehab? Have you changed your physio? Have you changed your conditioning? Or is it just age and maybe things are just maturing a bit?
To be honest, like, if I could put it down to something, I would, but I think it's more so just age, I think, and a bit of maturity. And I think I sort of play in a way and train in a way that I know that that works for me, and I've found things that work. I've probably gone the other way. I'm probably doing less than what I was when I was in the system, you know, the first time. It's probably just a trial and error thing. Like, I've found what exactly works, and I do those things, and I don't need to overdo it and overthink about it. And I go out and play. Like, I mean, I was saying to someone the other day, like, when I was playing, I was more of a, like, an F1 car, like, highly tuned, and any little thing would sort of set me off. And now I'm sort of like a rally car. I can cop the bumps and the bruises and, you know, backing up each week and just getting out and just playing footy at the end of the day, because you can... you can overdo it sometimes off field in your preparation, your rehab and that sort of stuff. It's just finding what works, and you know, the 2 hours on the weekend's what matters, and I just get myself up for that, train hard, and yeah, that's probably it. I've probably just narrowed my focus and stuck to what works, keep it simple.
It is one of the great mysteries. There's so much money being wasted in sport through hamstrings, and not just AFL football, and it's quite frustrating, I'm sure, for you, Nathan, that people that are probably half as flexible get no hamstring problems, and you're probably very flexible, and you ping them for about 4 or 5 years in a row.
Yeah, it's just luck of the draw, really. Like, I'd never had a soft tissue injury or a major injury before I did my first one down in Geelong in the NAB Cup game. So it was, yeah, I think it's just one of those things. It's just unlucky. I had my first ever hamstring injury there, and then it's just sort of snowballed, and yep, one thing led to another. But like, I've been really good now the last 2 or 3 years. I haven't had an injury, touch wood. So that's the other thing. Like, if I thought my body wasn't up to it, there's no way I'd be doing it, because I've got outside of footy, I'm really content, really set. But you know, probably the last couple of years, the fire burns in me again, and I think I'm way better placed now to make an impact at AFL level and sort of be an asset to a club. So I think it, in all aspects, it sort of makes sense for me to go back in and have a crack.
Are you nervous, Nath?
I don't know. Probably not nervous, just more excited. I think I know, being in the system for 5 or 6 years beforehand, I sort of understand how it all works and how an AFL club works, the pre-season, the season, and the week-to-week sort of grind. But I'm probably just more excited to get back into it. Like, I loved the 24/7 aspect of being an AFL player. Don't get me wrong, you know, doing what I'm doing now, working and playing VFL is awesome. But I think, you know, I crave the competition and being around people and sort of day to day, you know, making a, you know, collective effort to achieve something, you know, achieve success. So I just thrive in that environment, I think. So I'm more excited to get back into it. And however long it is, it's, you know, it could be weeks, it could be months, it could be years. It's I'm going in with open eyes and yeah, going to give it my best crack.
So how much are you funding this? Are you paying for your own flight up there? Obviously, you haven't got a salary, you're not on their list, but do they fly you up to have a crack, or are you funding the whole lot, accommodation, your meals, etc.?
Surely, Mark Evans would find a spot for him, wouldn't he? Just
let's find out.
I'd assume so. I've spoken to Craig Cameron, and I think we've still got to work out the finer details. But, mate, I said to Craig when I spoke to him, mate, you just tell me where and when I need to be at the club, and I'll be there. I'm a big boy. I'm 26. I can sort myself out with those things. But, if I had to pay to get up there and have a crack, I would, in all honesty. So it's those sort of things aren't a big deal to me.
So there's one spot left on the list. How many guys are actually flying up to punch on to see who gets that spot?
I'm not sure. I think there's definitely a couple of us going up. But yeah, I couldn't tell you a number. I'm not sure. I haven't spoken to Craig about those sorts of things. But like whoever it is, and you know, they obviously deserve a crack, and I'll just, you know, all I can do is control what I can control, have a crack, be a positive influence around the club and train well. And, yeah, hopefully it goes my way, but there's a bit of work to do before then.
You'll be up for it. It's hard to believe, Nath, that you've only played 2 games at senior AFL level. You've had a tortured career with injury. We know that's been well documented. We're all so happy for you, and we're rooting for you that you get the spot. Good luck.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Jared. Thanks for having me.
Nathan Freeman. Let's hope the footy gods smile upon him. He's a great story.
2 games, Jared.
Yeah, no, it's a freakish, it's a freakishly bad run with injury. And I love his attitude. I think he's an attitude that I think he'll be great for the Suns.
Yeah.
I love that attitude. It's basically, we'll suck it up. Let's just get on with life. It's, you know, he's excited to be there. He doesn't want to be pandered or pampered.
No.
He's everything that club needs, a bit of leadership. He'd be great if he could make it.
Because mentally, in a footy sense, he would have been to hell and back.
Oh, absolutely.
With all the times that he rehabbed himself
going
getting back to it.
Top 10 pick.
Yeah.
You imagine a top 10 pick and you've played 2 games, 6 years on. My goodness. What a frustration.
Yeah. And everyone can see in that time his talent.
Yeah.
You know, that's why the Saints took a risk on him and he couldn't get it right. Anyway, good luck to Nath. We're going to come back and wrap up the hour next on Sports Day. We'll touch base with Duncan McRae from Bluebet.